Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our pension week continues. All this week, we're looking at the public and private pension crises. Tomorrow, by the way, we will conclude the series with retirement savings advice, what to do if you're 20, 40, 60, or 80. We will take your calls for an expert who's coming in. But today, while much of the focus with public pensions is on the terms under which money gets into the system, the negotiated contracts between governments and their employee unions, there's another battle being fought behind the scenes over what happens once the money is in the system. In other words, someone has to invest all of that public employee pension money. And here in New York City, it looks like Mayor Bloomberg wants to radically change how that happens. Joe Flood is the editor-at-large of AICIO, a publication for chief investment officers. He was last on the show to discuss his book, The Fires, about how poor management contributed to the Bronx arson epidemic of the 1970s. Joe Flood, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
You start.
Should I use my Irish accent here and see if anyone can figure it out?
Oh, you want to try? You gave it away though. But
anytime. I'll stick with the Boston Irish accent.
Anytime. Yeah, that's going to be part of it. You know, we'll have Southie, as they call it, accents, as opposed to like Dublin Irish. And we're going to have clips of each from movies. So that's coming up as soon as we're done with you. But you start your article with Mayor Bloomberg's State of the City address this year in January, and we'll start there too. Listen.
Most important of all, allow us to reform our pension system to make it both fair for workers and taxpayers.
So that's pretty standard stuff. But you point out that what the mayor didn't say out loud is just as interesting. How so?
Well, currently the pension fund investment decisions are made by a board, which is made up of the unions themselves, representatives from the mayor's office, from the comptroller's office, and then the major person is the comptroller's office. Larry Schloss is the current chief investment officer for the comptroller's office that makes those investment decisions. And what Mayor Bloomberg has done, he's actually hired his own, essentially a chief investment officer of his own, who's come in and is now, so there's now a professional investor from the mayor's side as well. And this is, from what people at City Hall are telling us, this is a move to have a much more sort of independent, professional investment board with less influence from the unions, less influence from elected politicians.
So this is another place where the unions come in. And, of course, we've all been watching Wisconsin and everywhere else on what role the union should be able to play in even discussing their pension benefits. But the unions, as you write, are the biggest fans of the current system, as they have had major influence over the way their contributions are invested. But why shouldn't they? If they're the ones who are going to ultimately reap the rewards or feel the pain once they retire, why shouldn't they have a lot of say?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, and that's exactly what the unions themselves are saying. That, you know, this is money that goes to their constituencies, you know, eventual retirement, and that they should have a serious say in how that money is invested. Now, the flip side argument is that you want to have an independent group of investors that aren't, you know, beholden to union concerns and aren't beholden to politically, you know, elected politicians' concerns, and can make, you know, the independent, the objective, the professional decision about how that money is invested.
Are there bad decisions being made?
Well, it's hard to point to, you know, specifically. New York's funds, essentially, they're pretty good. You know, throughout the 2000s, I would say it was a decent to mediocre track record in terms of their rate of returns and their investments. You know, there are no specific, you know, massive glaring holes in the way that the money's been invested. You know, but the mayor's concerned that you know, there could be a problem eventually. You know, particularly when he's out of office, I think is sort of the idea. There are models for much more sort of independent professional systems. Canada tends to have their pension funds tend to be much more independent from the local governments. They have independent boards. They don't have caps on how much you can pay your investment professionals. You know, Mr. Schloss, who works for the comptroller's office, makes a civil servant's pay, around $200,000. And what they're saying is that to attract a serious investor, you know, you need to pay what a big bank would be willing to pay somebody like that in the millions of dollars, and that it's that it is worth it because they'll bring so much more expertise to the field.
So the policy decision to be made, to some degree, has to do with taking power away from the city controller, currently John Liu, and giving it more to some kind of further dispersed professional board of managers of these pension funds, as opposed to an elected politician, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that would be the big step. Now, you know, in the interim, what right now, the way that the mayor was hiring his own chief investment officer and risk managers and more sort of professional investors, it means that the mayor actually has, you know, a little more influence than he arguably had until recently. So, of course, you know, that gets into, you know, the sort of political squabbles you get over at City Hall and at downtown. Now, they have, you know, the mayor's risk manager actually resigned. It's a little unclear exactly why, but, you know, you hear that there's kind of partisan political squabbles between the investment pros on the comptroller side and on the mayor's office side.
And does any of this actually matter to the general public, or for that matter to the pensions that the workers actually get when they retire? I imagine a lot of people hearing this are thinking, yeah, okay, well, this is an interesting, you know, sort of interesting conversation about why professionals as opposed to elected officials or union members should have the say over who invests pension money. But does this affect me as a taxpayer? Am I going to have to be taxed more or less as a result? Does this affect me as a public employee retiree or future public employee retiree? My pension is there in the contract. I'm going to get the same thing anyway. Who does this matter to in the long run, bottom line?
Well, as anyone who has a 401k knows, you know, how much money you're going to have to put into your retirement and how much money you're going to have when you retire is so dependent on your rate of return and how well your investments do. And if the current system, as it goes right now, continues, you know, the city is actually seriously underfunded in its pension fund liabilities. And, you know, unless either those rates of returns improve or the city starts putting more taxpayer money into the system, it's going to be very costly to fund these pension fund liabilities.
We recently had Greg Floyd on the show, president of the local Teamsters local that represents some city workers, and he said something pretty surprising about pensions. Take a listen.
Brian, let me tell you, I am a trustee of the New York City Pension Fund. We are not having a problem paying our bills. The pension fund has money. We are making investments. Did we take a 25% loss over the last couple of years because of financial meltdown? Yes. Have we made a lot of that back? Yes, we have. We are not underfunded, as people are saying. We are not at the point of New Jersey, where New Jersey hasn't put money into their pension system since 1992. We're not there.
Greg Floyd, president of a Teamsters local representing some city workers. Joe Flood, do you agree?
Well, New York City is actually in about the same underfunding state as New Jersey is. The accounting gets a little complicated, but you could actually argue that New York City is in worse shape than
really?
New Jersey is.
Because it doesn't make the headlines as to a failure to contribute to the pension fund, as has happened in New Jersey over multiple administrations, right?
Well, there's two separate issues. New Jersey has, as you pointed out, has not contributed to its pension fund significantly over the years. As a matter of fact, last year they didn't contribute at all. This year, Governor Christie, even to make almost a pittance contribution of about $500 million, is demanding that unions take cutbacks. New York City does do a better job of putting money into the system, but currently New York City is only about 55 to 60% funded its pension funds, and New Jersey is about 60 to 65. Now, as I said, the accounting, you know, is a little different from state to state, but they're basically in the same boat.
You reached out to the mayor's office in your story, and you got a statement back from a spokesperson who said Mayor Bloomberg is, quote, reframing the conversation on risk assessment and asset allocation, unquote. Now, that's classic corporate speak. but it means what? That they want to be take more risks. This was actually an issue in the state controller's race last fall. One of the candidates wanted to take more risks because they felt they were too conservative and they should, you know, make up more ground from the losses of 2008 by stepping out a little bit with their investments. And the other said, no, you don't do that with pension funds. The risk, the more risk taker got elected, by the way. So is this the issue with respect to the city?
Well, I think the first issue is being able to actually understand what kind of risks you're taking. You know, New York City has hundreds of money managers that handle the city's cash. It's actually, the city has right now it's five different pension funds. And, you know, for example, the teacher's retirement system has 200 different money managers, or it's just under 200. I think it's 190-something, who handle that money. Now, when you have that many people investing the money and you have what's generally considered an underpaid and overworked staff looking over it, it's actually quite difficult to get a good grasp of what you're invested in, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and to really assess what kind of risk you even have. So, I mean, I think the first step before deciding whether to take more risk or less risk is the question of, you know, how well do we understand what kind of risk we have at the moment? And that is actually one of the things that the mayor's office has talked about, is that there are too many money managers. Try to say that five times fast. And it's difficult to really get a sense of what kind of risks the city is you know, facing at the moment.
Too many money managers. Too many money managers. Can you say it with an Irish accent?
I was about to ask you the same thing. You beat me to it.
Joe Flood, editor-at-large of AICIO, a publication for chief investment officers, and author of the book, The Fires, about how poor management contributed to the Bronx arson epidemic in the late 1970s. He has written now about the city's pension system. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up, we will play Irish accent movie clips, and we will play Stump the Dialect Coach for St. Patrick's Day. We'll see if our expert can tell if your Irish accent is real or fake. So if you're an actual Dubliner or actual Irish-American accented person from South Boston, or if you want to play one on the radio, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Irish accents in the movies and Stump the Dialect Coach next.